never rests.
Yo, Sunday night, Georgia show here with you once again on the Dogs HQ HQ YouTube channel. Easy for me to say. Welcome in. Appreciate you guys being here. I'm Jake Roos. He's Jake Rowe. And we are excited to do this, as always. And as always, we're presented by American Pride Bank, our great friends over at American Pride Bank. Look, if you're looking for banking solutions, whether it's personal banking solutions for your small business, get with American Pride Bank. They can help you out with all of those needs. You're talking to decision makers at every stage of the game when it comes to working with American Pride Bank. So if you're looking for a small business loan, a personal checking line, whatever your banking needs may be, contact them today, AmericanPride.bank. See how they can help you. They also have branches in Athens, Alpharetta, and like I said, always online at AmericanPride.bank. So go over, check them out, see how they can help you with your banking needs today. Jake Rowe, it is the Georgia show, and the Dogs continue a heater, man, with just another get. 4th of July comes and goes. Fireworks for the Bulldogs in the form of four-star tight end Braden Fogle. If you're not following this guy, if you don't know who he is, four-star guy, like I said, out of Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio's Lexington High School. 6'4", I think 235, if I'm not mistaken, kind of in that ballpark. A guy who plays with a lot of athleticism, has played some really nice competition up there as well. He makes prominent feature of the fact in his huddle film that he is facing the number three corner in the 24/7 rankings. He pointed that out several times on that video. But a guy with a great basketball background, a lot of good offers, chose the Dogs over Penn State and LSU in the end. And Todd Hartley, Jake, I said it on the board the other day, he's the greediest MF-er alive, and I'll stand by it. He has really put some work in, man. Somebody said on the board that there's going to be like seven dudes in this room that are four-star or better.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, I didn't know a whole lot about this guy when Georgia had him on campus earlier this year. And you knew he was a four-star, saw him on the list or whatever. And then after the visit, man, he was speaking so highly of Georgia. I mean, he was saying stuff that kind of made you feel like it was Jay Lamar. Like he was just really smitten with what Georgia had to offer. I mean, who wouldn't be, right? Like, I mean, there are certain positions where I could see it. Like, you know, wideout. Georgia's had one 1,000-yard wideout, so I could see. I don't think that there's a hang up there or anything like that. They still recruit wideouts pretty well, but you know, tight end's been a big time position for Georgia of late, and I can understand why guys. I mean, Todd Hartley just kind of recruits a classes ahead, basically. But then the way he was talking about Georgia, then I was like, man, watch this guy. Like, you know, this is the kind of guy that the way he was talking, it was, man, if Georgia pushes, they'll get him. And I think if Georgia pushes at any particular time, they're going to get him. But the crazy thing about it is, Jake, you mentioned Ohio. Prior to Ryan Montgomery joining the class last year, I couldn't remember a guy that – I still can't really call upon a guy that has committed to Georgia from the state of Ohio. It's been a long time. I remember there was a kid back in the day when I was covering recruiting, I want to say like 2012, 2013, that was from Cincinnati that really liked Georgia, and he was a defensive back. I talked to him at like an underclassman challenge or something. But other than that, they haven't really recruited the state of Ohio, and it looks like back-to-back classes now, they're going to sign somebody out of that state, which is a very solid state to recruit. I mean, I would put it – what would you say, top six, top seven maybe?
Yeah, you got to think so. I mean, in terms of the Midwest, I would say it's the maybe the premier state. You know, it's ahead of Illinois, even with all the Chicagoland players. I would say Pennsylvania is right there with it. Obviously,
Michigan's pretty good. Michigan usually has some pretty good players.
Yeah, but I mean, Ohio's cream of the crop, man. They play some good
football. Iowa producing Drew Miller. I mean, you know, you got to talk about Iowa here for a second. You got Meepo Dog over on the dog walk. You know, we got to give Iowa.
Ohio holds its own though. Out of 50 states, they're definitely in the top 10.
Yeah, they're out there throwing corn at each other. It's pretty awesome. No, I'm just playing. So, yeah, I mean, and you know, one of the things about him, you know, 6'4", 235 pounds is what we have him listed at, right? And he is certainly a flex tight end, a guy that can kind of move around for you and be a versatile weapon. And then, you know, the first question you hear, right, is, oh, man, what's Caden Prothro going to think of this? And I said this on Dogs HQ Plus last week, and if you're not a subscriber there, go check it out, because I'm telling you, we kind of get ahead of the game a little bit there, but we also really get in depth with kind of the scoop we've got on the website. I try not to plug it too much on here because I don't want people to think, oh, my God, you know, they're just trying to get us to do something else. We kind of are. We would love to have you on that channel as well, so we can kind of get into it, because we feed our members that way of both the channel and the site. But one of the things I told Rusty was, listen, if you're trying to sell the vision to Caden Prothro that you are an X, you are a Z, you are a slot, you are a tight end, you are an H-back, you're everything, you're a multidimensional weapon, what you do is you go ahead and fill the tight end quota up right away. That way he knows for a fact that you are not, that he's not just a single solitary tight end in this class, that he's a big piece to the overall picture. And I think that does drive that point home, especially if you know how to sell it. And Georgia seems to know how to sell it.
I agree completely. I don't know that this has a lot, if any, effect on Prothro. We haven't heard anything to indicate that it would to this point. You know, Georgia was still going after Mark Bowman and planning to take Caden Prothro. I mean, so the idea that they were going to take three all along was not crazy. Fogle to me is kind of your classic tight end, I would say. You know, from a size perspective, you go turn the tape on, he does a little bit of everything well. He's a really solid and willing blocker out there, run after the catch. A guy who brings that really well-rounded skill set that I think, you know, Georgia has. Okay, so I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound like a dig, and it's not. John Fitzpatrick was not the most talented athlete Georgia has had playing the tight end position. No. But he was a solid tight end, and he could do many things very well. This guy, I think, has that well-rounded skill set, but with better athleticism.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, you mentioned John Fitzpatrick. I was watching the national championship game the other day, and I was the 2021 national championship game. And I saw when in the second half, I saw John Fitzpatrick putting his face on guys and moving guys at the point of attack, and Georgia was running the football. And I mean, he was getting snaps amongst Brock Bowers and Darnell Washington on the national championship team.
That's what I'm saying. Tells me a little bit
something about him.
There's a value to a guy who knows his job and does his job well. And Fitzpatrick was a really good pass catcher in high school and a guy that we kind of thought might play that role moving into college. But he ended up kind of just being the inline guy, blocking a lot. You know, I think that look, there's an incredible value to that. You're able to do a number of things like that. To me, this guy brings that. You go look at the film. He's able to pancake block dudes, lay guys out on their back, but he's also able to slip around a guy and go out and take a ball for 20, 30 yards. So, you know, that versatility, I think, will play well in his favor. And kudos to the kid too. Like you said, man, he really seemed to get what Georgia was about. I mean, locked in his official visit like in October. And stuck to it, an almost unheard of thing to do. And then stuck to it, spoke highly of George the whole time. They love this. And it feels like another one of these guys, Jake, kind of betting on himself.
Yeah. Beat out LSU for a guy. Yep. I mean LSU is always a very attractive place. Penn State, which had more local there. Your tight ends in this class, your bona fide tight ends in this class, come from Michigan and Ohio, which is kind of odd there. Real quick question about John Fitzpatrick, though. Multiple choice, Makita, Milwaukee, or DeWalt. What kind of battery ran him? What kind of battery was he? Was that machine of a quote?
He might have been one of those Ryobis, man. He was like, I mean, that guy was just
he was robotic. He was a 6'8" a Ryobi, because
they had,
man, let me listen, tell you something.
He was John Fitzpatrick was the dream
when it came to the media. He was an absolute robot.
He was the dream, man. He was what you couldn't media train a guy like that. He naturally knew how to
do it. Hey, listen, I'm telling you this. I don't know, you know, there's been a rise in AI. I have not seen John Fitzpatrick since AI had a big rise. I'm just saying.
Also kind of looked like Clark Kent, man.
He was
good looking guy. So he had a lot going for him, man.
Totally. I mean, I think John's probably the coolest cat in the world, but in front of the media, he was very straightforward and very stiff. It's almost like that Al Gore joke. Like, hey, Al Gore was standing there with the Secret Service. You know how you could tell him apart? Because Al Gore was the stiff one. I feel like John Fitzpatrick is really set for the Secret Service to be one of those Queen's Guards guys in England or something. I'm talking about just stoic. I bet that dude is the greatest deer hunter there's ever been.
Dude, you don't want to play poker with John Fitzpatrick. I promise you that.
Yeah, totally. But like you said, he's a very good player. I honestly think Braden Fogle, I see what you're saying with Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick was bigger. You know, he was a 6'7" guy that held.
Yeah, no. I'm just talking about the well-roundedness of the game.
Yeah.
I think that.
I love how you watch Fogle. And you know, you mentioned how he brought up, you know, the fact that he played against the number three cornerback and stuff like that. He splits out wide, splits out at X. They throw him the fade route. You know, they go after him. Really good player, man. I mean, just a fantastic football player and a really good get for Georgia. And, keep something going that we've seen for a while, and we'll get to that here in just a second.
Yeah. But first, we got to talk about our friends at Sun Heist. And look, I don't know about you guys, 4th of July came and went, and it was a screamer. The UV rays were absolutely just wrecking me. You can see Jake Rowe, he got a little bit of sun out there too here recently. So, yeah. Look, if you're going to be spending some time in the sun, you need a great pair of shades, and sunheist.com is the place to go get them, man. A number of different styles, super lightweight frames. They got a warranty on the frames, lifetime. You got injected polarization, so you don't have to worry about the delamination. Free returns. And I keep hammering that one home because I know that sometimes people can be wary about the idea of purchasing some sunglasses online that you can't try on. Well, look, order them, try them on, see how you feel about them. They are a great product at a great price. And I'll be honest, when you get them in your house, I think you'd be hard-pressed to send them back. Great customer service over at sunheist.com. Like I said, new styles being added all the time. Tons of customization you can do in terms of lenses and frames together. So a lot to love about what they do at Sun Heist. Get over, check them out. It's hot this summer, and you need a new pair of shades. Use code DOGSHQ20 for 20% off your first purchase there.
And like I said the other day, I got the aviators. I set them in the golf cart. I sat on top of them. Both lenses popped out. I didn't even warp the frames, and they're so lightweight. And if I would have warped the frames, if I would have jacked up the frames, I was talking to Shane about it when I went and visited him at AthFest. He said, hey, just turn them. You should have just gave them back to us if you'd have messed the frames up. Would have replaced them. So that's how good they are. And listen, that's how you know people put out a great product is if they put their money where their mouth is. And they will replace those frames, lifetime warranty. Go check them out.
Absolutely.
We said it again, Roos. I've said it to Rusty. I've said it to you. We said it to Jeremy. I've never seen anything like it. What ultimately turned out to be 9 commitments in 9 days has now turned out to be 10 commitments in 13 days. I believe it's 18 commitments since May the 1st.
Yeah.
It's an incredible run. And I don't know. I don't want to stop talking about it. I don't want to stop reminding people about it because it was a joke. It was a running joke on Dogs HQ on the Tuesday after Georgia landed PJ Dean and after they landed Preston Carey. People were like, what happened to Kirby? We haven't got a commitment today. What's going on? Obviously, it was a joke. But at the same time, like, I think there might be some people out there that think something like that. Like, I'm worried that people out there might actually have that opinion sometimes. And don't need to forget about this recruiting run. And I'm not saying it's not slowing down because it obviously has slowed down, but January 12th is cooking now. We're less than a week away from that date where Georgia is waiting decisions from Caden Prothrow and Tyreek Green. And again, with Tyreek Green, still blows me away that I did not realize how highly ranked he is. This happened with a couple of guys in this class, and he's a top 100 overall prospect in the Rivals rankings right now, according to Charles Power.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, the thing about it to me, Jake, what really kind of took me aback, and if you didn't watch the show I did with Chad Simmons the other day, was Chad saying it. Chad, he said, look, I've been in this business 20 years. He said, I can't really put my finger on something that reminds me of this. He said, you know, there would be days where you'd get two or three guys, and that was a major, major day. But he said to go on a run like this with the caliber of players back to back to back to back that Georgia has done, that really struck him. And he said, you know, really kind of impressed him. And so when you hear a guy like that say that, it really puts a lot of that into perspective. So, yeah, it's unbelievable, man. And we're probably not going to get out of another week before we get some more. So, you know, there's more meat on the bone. We're sitting here and, I mean, it is, what, early July, and the majority of the hay's in the barn, man. A lot of this for Georgia going down the stretch is going to be about maintaining and just holding on to what you got, because what you got is pretty freaking incredible. 27 commits currently. You know, I think they could easily be knocking on the door of 30, if not at 30, possibly by the end of this month. And the majority of your class to be done, that's pretty impressive. And you look at those numbers up against USC, not a huge gap. I mean, well, 0.4 is a big gap. You know, Georgia can make that up. A guy like Prothrow, a five-star guy, a guy like Tyreek Green, a four-star guy. You get a guy, what's Tyler Atkinson do? He's gonna shape things in a big way, no matter where he lands. So Georgia with a very realistic shot at number one. And like Chad said the other day, he said if he were betting on it, he'd bet on them to be there at the end.
Yeah, I mean, you look there, USC and Georgia, both 24-star commitments, 1 5-star commit. That's 21. Georgia's also got the kicker there, which is the nation's number one junior college prospect, Seven Crowell, yes, who's ranked as a 3-star prospect and is, like I said, the number one JUCO prospect in the country. I'm not going to fight that or argue that or anything like that, but it needs to be mentioned in context, because I think that you're probably looking at two classes that are much more close to even at that point. If Georgia and lands Caden Prothrow and Tyreek Green on the 12th, I think Georgia's going to have an excellent chance to move past USC or be right dead on their heels at that point. And still a long way to go. Tyler Atkinson still in the mix. Derek Cooper still in the mix. I mean, so many prospects still left out there. Brett Colajay has not made a decision yet. You know, Georgia's got Valdin Sohn that's still out there as well. So still a lot of meat left on the bone here for Georgia. And, you know, I would, like you said, I'm like Chad. I definitely, you know, wouldn't bet against them.
Yep. Hey, look at them, bet on yourself. Get with MyPerfectFranchise.net. Andy Ludeke and the team over there can help you take the next steps in your professional life. Or if you're looking to kind of take your life into your own hands, your business world into your own hands, get with Andy and the team over at MyPerfectFranchise.net. What they do, they set you up with a number of different franchises, help you figure out which one's the right one for you, and guide you through the process. They make it easy. And the best news is it's all free to you, because the franchises themselves are paying him to bring them qualified people. So if you're looking to expand your portfolio, get out there and check some new things out. It doesn't have to be a McDonald's or a Subway. There's a lot of different franchises out there. Get with MyPerfectFranchise.net. Andy Ludeke and the team over there get you taken care of in a big, big way and quickly. So get over and take your life and career into your own hands today with MyPerfectFranchise.net.
Well, it's probably not going to show up in here. We're probably going to end up editing this out. I'm not going to edit this part out. But it has started raining here at the beach. I'm at the Gulf with my family. I can hear them outside right now, and they're about to bust in behind me. We will edit that part out, but at the very least, we do need to get to this last thing. Pro Football Focus, top 50, has one Georgia Bulldog in the top 50. It's KJ Bolden. I feel like Georgia should be disrespected, Jake, but I don't think it's disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, you can frame it that way. I think that it's a – I don't know. The thing about it is, Jake, when I look at this, the question that I came upon was, well, who else? Who would be there? Yeah. And I don't know that there is a clear answer to that.
That's
where
I'm coming from.
Yeah, too. I mean, I don't know who – listen, Georgia probably – now, if you were to go top 200, I think Georgia would have several guys.
Yeah.
You know, a Nate Frazier makes that cut. Probably a Dalen Everett makes that cut. You might have a Zach Branch that gets in there as well. Something like that, right? But, you know, 50, 50's not a lot, man. And KJ Bolden, I mean, if there is one guy, it is KJ. There's no question about that in my mind. He's an elite talent on this team, probably the alpha talent right now. But I don't know, Jake. I'm sure they'll use it as motivation, but I don't know that PFF's totally off base with this one.
I don't think they are either. I think there are a ton of guys with the capability and a ton of guys on the cusp. You mentioned Nate Frazier. You know, Dalen Everett's a great one. CJ Allen's another one. Sure. I think Raylan Wilson's got the potential to be in there. Christian Miller's got the potential. Monroe Freeling. Let's just keep going. I think Oscar Delp lives up. Lawson Lucky lives up. We're looking at a ton of guys. Noah Thomas, even. Zach Branch. I mean, like you said, top 200, you might have 12, 13 Georgia players in there.
Sure.
But when you start looking top 50, nobody's there yet. And that's what they and ultimately that's what the season hinges upon, is the fact that Georgia needs to get more players into that top 50, meaning they need some guys to step up and make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I don't know that there's anybody out there. Look, Brett McMurphy, who just joined us over on Three, and very cool to be working with Brett. But he had Georgia winning the national championship. That's a fair bit of projection at this point. I think that this Georgia team has a great deal to prove, and I think that they are a deeply talented team, and they can do it. But I get where anybody with some skepticism of saying, yeah, prove it to me first, would be moving from when it comes to this Georgia squad. I don't fault anybody for that. You've got a lot of solid players. I don't know that you have a lot of transcendent players yet, but you have guys with that ability.
Not yet. And that's why I say that those players should take it as a sign of disrespect and let it motivate them and let it push them, a little reverse rat poison there, and make it happen. And I think that that in and of itself is a big key for Georgia this football season, is to kind of get those guys ready to roll, get those guys playing at a high level. And you reach a point where you end up with, by the end of the season, 7, 8 top 50 players, and you're there.
Absolutely. Look, sounds like you're getting about to get overrun by the crew. Good timing. Hey, guys, we appreciate you tuning in this week. We'll be back with you later on in the week, probably Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday-ish. Just stay tuned to the Dogs HQ YouTube channel. Subscribe if you're not a subscriber. Catch all the latest content. Get over to DogsHQ.com as well. Come hang out with us on the Dog Walk message board. We are presented by American Pride Bank. Shout out to our friends at Sun Heist as well as MyPerfectFranchise.net. We will see you very, very soon here, and you can always see us over at Dogs HQ. Yo, guys, have a great week. We'll talk with you soon.